Walz's Wednesday seminar discussed environmental justice and federal funding for conservation.
The way we've prioritized conservation in the U.S., how we fund things, how we prioritize what we're going to do, doesn't address environmental justice very well.
President Biden issued Executive Order 14008 in January 2021. The order, which focuses on climate solutions, presented the 30 by 30 initiative, a plan to conserve 30% of all lands and waters by 2030. Walz thinks this is a lofty goal.
We've done some calculations that the U.S. is at about 14% of protected lands in the highest categories of protection.
Walz has concerns regarding how 30 by 30 addresses environmental justice.
I don't think that the 30 to 30 objective speaks to those problems effectively. Urban areas that are more disadvantaged have less green space, more impervious surface, less tree canopy, greater exposure to heat, poorer people are located in floodplains.
Walz feels the Land and Water Conservation Fund may better address environmental justice issues. The fund disperses $900 million a year to states, who then decide how to allocate it. Walz did point out that the money for the fund comes directly from oil and gas leasing revenues. Following the executive order, the Department of the Interior launched the America the Beautiful campaign this past summer. Within it is the Justice 40 initiative, aimed at addressing environmental justice by allocating 40% of funding to underserved communities. Walz is hopeful, but feels it is a work in progress.
We've done some preliminary analysis of that program that suggests that still a lot of the funds are flowing to more rural counties, which is sort of interesting, and more white counties. I think it's the first place to look to try to encourage states to use those funds in ways that would be advantageous in communities that are lacking green space.
Walz's seminar at 4 p.m. today will focus on her research about wildfires and human health in the West. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Amy Van Tatenhove.